We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit of Sonship, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. I have just read from the New English Translation. Chidi was a young man who grew up in a strict household. His father had a temper, and Chidi learned to obey quickly, not because he loved his father, but because he feared punishment. The moment his father left the house, Chidi would break every rule he could. Years later, Chidi got married and had a little boy. One day, his son did something remarkable. Without being asked, the boy tidied his toys and ran to his father with a big smile, saying, "Daddy, I cleaned up for you." Chidi realized something profound. His son didn't act out of fear, he acted out of love. He wanted to make his father happy. That is the difference between the spirit of slavery and the spirit of sonship. Fear produces reluctant obedience, but love produces joyful, wholehearted devotion. Some people's relationship with God is characterized by fear. They are constantly afraid of going to hell, and that is the reason they try to live a holy life. They are afraid of the future, afraid of their enemies, afraid of the unknown. Indeed, their biggest motivation for doing the things they do in life is fear. That is not the kind of spirit that we have received as sons of God. God our Father does not do the things he does because of fear. He didn't beget us because he was afraid of being lonely or anything like that. He does the things he does because of love, not fear. And indeed, love is more powerful than fear. Even though we need to know and understand the consequences of not following God, that fear is not strong enough to sponsor the kind of commitment to God that love and sonship would invoke when the nature of God has been fully formed in us. If we are doing things because of fear, we would do the bare minimum in order to avoid wrath. But love goes beyond the barest minimum. It gives its best because it is not about escaping wrath anymore. It is about putting a smile on the face of the Father. And because of love, a smile on the face of the Father means joy and ultimate satisfaction for us too. Go into today remembering what manner of spirit you have received. If fear is still the biggest motivator for the things you are doing, that may be an indicator that you are not aligned with the Spirit of Christ as much as you should. Prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the privilege to be your child. Help me walk worthy of this calling and to please you in all respects. Amen. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.